Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 7th. Taste of Windsor. Those who love food and drink are invited to join our foodies at First Town Downtown's Taste of Windsor on Saturday, March 9th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Loomis Chafee Dining Hall in Windsor. The evening will be filled with a variety of appetizers and main dish samplings donated by many Windsor restaurants, as well as beer, wine, and spirits. A silent auction will have a number of donated items, such as gift certificates. Take a chance on winning one of 10 Bluebird Nest boxes designed by Don Joffrey and made by Chuck Vernon. Hidden inside one of the 10 bird boxes will be a $50 Ace gift card. The Armentano Duo will be providing music throughout the night. For more information or to purchase tickets, call 860-247-8982 or visit the website firsttowndowntown.org. Fundraiser at Bistro on Main. In keeping with their mission to do as much good as possible while creating delicious food, Bistro on Main in Manchester will hold a four-course dinner fundraiser on Tuesday, March 11th. All proceeds will go to Interval House, an agency whose goal is to end domestic violence. The agency is based in Hartford and has a satellite office in Manchester. Bistro chef Ben Dubow has prepared the four-course menu. Jim Donahue from Wynum Wines will provide pairings for each course. Wines will also be available for sale and for raffle. Bistro on Main at 867 Main Street is a social enterprise owned and operated by the Manchester Area Conference of Churches. Its mission is to deliver an exceptional dining experience for guests and to break cycles of poverty through transitional employment and work readiness training. Tickets are $85. For reservations and more information, call 860-432-5267 or visit the website bistro-on-main.com or intervalhouse.ct.org/events. Irish Songs in Summers. The Summers Cultural Commission will feature T-Bone Stankus on Sunday, March 10th, as part of its annual Piedmont Coffee House concert series. Stankus will perform Irish songs and comedy. The monthly concerts are held Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 at Piedmont Hall, 604 Main Street in Summers. The April 14th band will be the Boogie Boys, playing swing and country music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Admission is free. Donations are welcome. Refreshments will be available at intermission. Get a ticket to ride. The Little Theater of Manchester will present Beatles tribute band Ticket to Ride on Saturday, March 9th at 8 p.m. at Cheney Hall, as part of its 2019 concert series. Playing songs from all eras of the Beatles' career, including pop hits like Love Me Do and experimental pieces like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Ticket to Ride performs all songs in the original keys on vintage equipment. The band is famous for its costume changes and spot-on three-part vocal harmonies. Ticket to Ride features Joe LaRoche as Paul McCartney, Todd Michael as John Lennon, David Geisler as George Harrison, and Ron Cataldi as Ringo Starr. Tickets are $18 for general admission, $25 for the cabaret, and available by calling the Little Theater of Manchester box office at 860-647-9824 or online at Cheney, Cheney Hall.org. Air Museum celebrates women's contributions to aerospace history by J.I. Staff. Windsor Locks. They are the rock stars of the aviation world, women who have made significant contributions to the aerospace industry will be guest speakers at the New England Air Museum's Women Take Flight Day on Saturday, March 9th. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is held annually in commemoration of Women's History Month and in conjunction with Women of Aviation Worldwide Week. The day will feature hands-on STEM activities for children, flight simulators, lectures, special events, and climb-aboard experiences in historic aircraft, including a Lockheed 10A Electra, the same model aircraft that Amelia Earhart flew during her attempted around-the-world flight in 1937. Keynote speakers will include Shasta Ways, the youngest woman to fly solo around the world in a single-engine aircraft, Marianne Cannon, Vice President of Commercial Programs at Pratt & Whitney in East Hartford, and Christy Fleischman, Managing Director of Acrojet Aerospace Solutions in Stratford. Waits is founder and president of Dreams Soar, Incorporated. In 2017, Waits became the youngest woman to fly solo around the world in a single-engine aircraft when she completed a tour that took her to 22 countries in 145 days. Born in an Afghan refugee camp, Waits is the first female certified civilian pilot from Afghanistan and was the first person in her family to earn undergraduate and graduate degrees, both from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Waze will speak about her experiences at 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and will be available to meet with visitors from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. Cannon has more than 29 years of experience at Pratt & Whitney across engineering, quality, and operations. She currently manages several Pratt & Whitney product lines, including the PW4000, PW2000, PW6000, JT9D, and JT8D engines. Cannon will speak about her career in aviation at 2:30 p.m. and will be available to meet with visitors from 1 to 2 p.m. Fleischman's aerospace career began in the Air Force, where she commanded missions in the C-141 and trained pilots in the supersonic T-38 Talon. She currently works to solve aerospace industry challenges using innovations in flight training with her company, Acrojet Aerospace Solutions. Fleischman will speak about her career in aviation at 12:30 p.m. and will be available to meet with visitors from 11 a.m. to noon. Women Take Flight offers visitors the opportunity to meet women pilots, engineers, and industry professionals from the 103rd Airlift Wing of the Connecticut Air National Guard, the 439th Airlift at Westover Air Reserve Base, Bombardier Hartford Service Center, Collins Aerospace Systems, Command Corporation, Milestone C, New England Section of the 99s, Pratt & Whitney, Sikorsky Aircraft Corporation, Society of Women Engineers, Hartford Section, TAC Air, Bradley International Airport, University of Connecticut Storrs Mechanical Engineering Department, the Wright Sisters Engineering Club, Women in Aviation, Connecticut Chapter, and the Connecticut Women's Transportation Seminar. Food and beverage will be available for purchase. Museum admission is $15 for ages 15 to 64, $14 for seniors 65 and older, $10 for youths 4 to 14, free for New England Air Museum members and children 3 and younger. The New England Air Museum is at 36 Perimeter Road, off Route 75, on the north end of Bradley International Airport. For more information, call 860-623-3305 or visit the website neam.org. Old Sturbridge Village, Storaton, celebrating Maple Days in March. Museum highlights tradition of maple sugaring by J.I. Staff. West Springfield, Storaton Village Museum on the grounds of the Eastern States Exposition will host Maple Harvest Day on Sunday, March 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., highlighting the history and tradition of maple sugaring in New England. The historic Gilbert Farmhouse will turn into a sugar house where visitors can learn how the liquid gold is made, from tree tapping to sap boiling, and watch 19th century open hearth cooking demonstrations of maple recipes. A selection of gifts, including the village's Maple Harvest Sampler Cookbook, will be sold in a maple-themed pop-up shop. Docent-led tours and 19th century craft demonstrations will also be available in the Gilbert Farmhouse. New this year will be a maple cotton candy station. The West Springfield Lions Club will flip pancakes served with pure New England maple syrup in the village's Red Greenwich Barn from 10 a.m. to noon. Pick up a plate for $5 per person. All proceeds from the pancake breakfast will be donated to Storaton's educational programs. For more information, call 413-205-5051 or visit the website Storaton, Storrowton Village.com. It's Maple March at Old Sturbridge by J.I. Staff. Old Sturbridge, Mass. The first whiff of spring is the smell of wood smoke and maple syrup at Old Sturbridge Village, and the historical site invites the public to join them at Maple Days in March, when the village's working sugar camp demonstrates maple sugaring as it was done in early 19th century New England. Visitors can see the entire sugar-making process, from tapping the trees to sugaring off, and learn why maple sugar was more commonly used than maple syrup in early New England. Costumed historians will cook period foods made with maple products, and the potter and copper and cooper will make maple-related items. Maple Days will be celebrated Saturdays and Sundays in March, on March 9th and 10th, 16th and 17th, and 23rd and 24th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is adults $28, seniors 55 and older $26, college students with valid college ID, and youths ages 4 to 17, $14. Free for children 3 and younger. For more information, call 1-800-733-1830 or visit the website osv.org. Hebron Maple Festival. Hebron. The annual Hebron Maple Festival takes place Saturday and Sunday, March 16th and 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the town green. More than 40 vendors will have booths 3 working sugar houses will be open for tours, and there will be plenty of activities, including pancake breakfasts, a tractor parade, family concerts, and demonstrations. The Windham Region Chamber of Commerce has arranged for shuttle bus service from Ram High School. For more information, visit the website Hebron, Hebron, MapleFest.info, info. Wine tasting to benefit Mary's Place, Windsor. The 11th annual wine tasting to benefit Mary's Place, a center for grieving children and families, will be held Saturday, March 23rd. The nonprofit organization says this is a fun and delicious way to get your spring into full swing with fine wine, beer, spirits, gourmet coffee, and hors d'oeuvres. There will be live music by Brew Lou Tunes and a number of prizes at the Teacup Auction. The wine tasting takes place from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverfront Community Center, 300 Wells Street in Glastonbury. Tickets are $40 per person and will be available through Friday, March 15th at Mary's Place CT.org /wine-tasting. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Mary's Place serves families throughout Connecticut and southwestern Massachusetts. For more information, call 860-688-9621. Annual Connecticut Blues Challenge kicks off Sunday by J.I. Staff. Hartford, the 24th Annual Connecticut Blues Challenge will begin Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m. at Black Eyed Sally's, 350 Asylum Avenue. A total of 16 bands are scheduled to compete over 4 consecutive Sundays through March 31st. In a competition sponsored by the Connecticut Blues Society, CTBS. The panel of judges consisting of blues radio DJs, musicians, and hardcore fans will award each band a score of 1 to 10 in the categories of blues content, originality, vocals, instrumental talent, and stage presence. The criteria used at the Blues Foundation's International Blues Talent Competition. Winners of each weekly preliminary event and a wild card band. The highest scoring band that does not win a weekly preliminary will compete in a final round at Black Eyed and Blues Fest in Bushnell Park in Hartford on Saturday, June 22nd. The winner of the finals will receive a $2,000 cash prize to help defray the cost of traveling to Memphis to compete with bands from across the country in the International Blues Challenge. The band must be an official representative of a blues society to enter the Memphis competition, where the top band wins recording studio time, an appearance in the legendary Blues Cruise, and more. The bands in the preliminary rounds are March 10th, the Redliners, Bridgeport Johnny, the Chris Heaton Band, and Ed Peabody and the Big Blue Thang. March 17th, Richie and the Red Hot Blues, Chicago Dogs, Sweet Daddy Cool Breeze, and Chris McKay and the Tone Shifters. March 24th, Cole Morrison Band, Indian Summer, Murray the Wheel, and Leanne Lovelace and George Lewis Blues Band. March 31st, TNG, the Rich Badowski Blues Band, the Howling Hound Dogs, and the Whiskey Rebels. For more information, visit the website www.ctblues.org. James Montgomery at the Breadbox Sunday by J.I. Staff. Windham, the Breadbox Folk Theater 2019 Spring Series continues Sunday, March 10th at 4 p.m. with a powerful double bill featuring James Montgomery and George McCann and the Jake Kulak Trio, when blues legend James Montgomery plays the harmonica, he brings it on home, whether it's recording with Kid Rock, sitting in with Greg Allman, or fronting his band of 30 years, Montgomery plays with authority. Accompanying James is George McCann, a guitar player, fluid, articulate, emotive, a melodic storyteller. Sharing the bill is Jake Kulak. Jake picked up a guitar at age 11 and instinctively knew what to do with it. Within a couple of months, he was playing at open jams in the Connecticut blues and jazz scene. At age 13, he made the first of many trips to Memphis, where he played in clubs on Beale Street as part of the International Blues Challenge Youth Showcase. The show begins at 4 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, 220 Valley Street, Willimantic section of town. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased at the Willimantic Food Co-op, 91 Valley Street. Out-of-town patrons can call 860-429-4220 for reservations. All proceeds directly benefit the Covenant Soup Kitchen and Emergency Food Pantry. For information on other events, visit the website breadboxfolk.org. Concora Concert to feature Broadway musicals Saturday by J.I. Staff, New Britain. Concora will present New York, New York, Great Broadway Choruses on Saturday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. at Trinity on Main. In a different spin on its extraordinary concert, which usually brings together choirs from different Connecticut high schools to perform a classical choral repertoire, Concora will turn to one of the most American of all art forms, the Broadway musical. Young singers from the Ensign Darling Vocal Fellowship Program will join Concora to present ensemble numbers from the range of great musicals, including West Side Story, Parade, Pearly, and Anything Goes, and Titanic. Trinity on Main is at 69 Main Street, across from South Church. Tickets range from $10 to $55 and may be purchased at Eventbrite, eventbrite.com/Concora, concora.choruses-tickets-4982-153-9566. For more than four decades, Concora has enriched the Hartford area with concerts of choral music presented by its professional singers. For more information, visit the website concora.org. St. James Concert Series continues. West Hartford. St. James Episcopal Church continues its new music series, Concerts at St. James, on Saturday, March 9th at 7 p.m., with Hear My Prayer, under the artistic director of Vaughn Marin, organist and choir master at St. James. The concert will feature choral music of Felix Mendelssohn, performed by the choir of St. James's members of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra. No tickets are required. St. James Episcopal Church is at 1018 Farmington Avenue. The next concert in the series features the Vienna Boys Choir in a rare Hartford area appearance on Tuesday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. For more information, visit the website, jameswh.org. St. Patrick's Day Parade in Hartford, Saturday, by J.I. Staff. Hartford. The 48th Annual Greater Hartford St. Patrick's Day Parade steps off Saturday, March 9th at 11 a.m. The parade begins at Capitol Avenue by the State Capitol and then takes left turns onto Main Street, Asylum Street, and Ford Street before ending at the Memorial Arch. Parking is available in various lots and garages near the Excel Center and Convention Center. There will be some road closures along the parade route before the parade. The Greater Hartford St. Patrick's Day Parade is presented by the Central Connecticut Celtic Cultural Committee. If you cannot make it downtown, the parade will be broadcast live on CW20 beginning at 11:30 a.m. and will be replayed on Fox 61 on St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March 17th at noon. The parade is rain or shine. However, when public safety is an issue, the parade reserves the right to reschedule. New this year will be the recognition of spectacular spectators immediately prior to the parade step-off and on-air broadcast. The Shamrock Squad will search out spectacular spectators lining the parade route. They will identify and recognize winners in the categories of spirit, family, and tailgaters. There is no need to register for the contest. When you see the Shamrock Squad golf cart along the route, show your spirit, your family, or your tailgate setup. For more information about the parade, visit the website IrishAmericanParade.com. Church Dinner Saturday, Coventry. First Congregational Church, 1171 Main Street, will hold its March Community Supper on Saturday, March 9th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The menu features corned beef and cabbage with honey carrots, creamy polenta, and dessert. The cost is adults $12, seniors $10, kids 7 and older $6, and kids younger than 7 free. For more information, call 860-742-8487. Annual Corned Beef Supper, Summers. Congregational Church of Summersville, 22 Maple Street, will hold its annual Corned Beef Supper Saturday, March 16th, with sittings at 5 and 6:15 p.m. The menu includes corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, onions, and carrots, homemade Irish soda bread, beverage, and dessert. The cost is $14 for adults and $7 for children ages 5 to 10. For reservations, call the church office at 860-749-7741 or email somcong@aol.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 7th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.